Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. This is episode number 457. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great day. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today, the show, we're going to bring you 10 reasons you should choose a dental implant. Okay, so many of you have had the option or you've had the discussion with your dentist. Do I get a bridge? Do I get a crown? Do I get a partial denture, dentures, whatever? But I'm going to go over 10 reasons why you should choose dental implants. All right, before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And please go to my office Facebook page and like us. That would be Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Also, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Okay, so as I mentioned, 10 reasons you should choose dental implants. And hopefully a lot of you are in the middle of making that decision right now, or you've had that conversation with your dentist last week. I know I had that conversation several times this past week, so I thought I would bring you the list. All right, the first one, implants are the best long-term option. A dental implant cannot decay, so once it has been osseointegrated, meaning once the bone grows up to it, unless you get peri-implantitis, it could last a lifetime. So peri-implantitis, what is that? That's gum disease around an implant. You've all heard of periodontitis. And by the way, the word periodontal comes from the Latin, the root word peri, which means a round perimeter. And odont, or dontal, is tooth. So periodontitis, I-T-I-S, by the way, any word that ends in that means it's inflamed. So colitis is an inflamed colon, all right? Arthritis is the inflammation of the arthrodial condylar joint or something like that. Anyway, the cartilage. All right, so unless it gets peri-implantitis, and it's going to be there. Now remember, it cannot decay. It's titanium. All right, so that's the pretty cool part about it. So that's one. Remember that one, though, because we'll be doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day later, and that just could be the question. You just never know. I think it is. All right, number two, and by the way, these are not in any specific order. I wrote them, and I tried to place them in order of importance, and I couldn't. I think they're all important points. And also, by the way, this is a list I created. It's not one I found anywhere, so I don't have to give props to anybody else but me. And if you find a list just like this online, it means that they plagiarized me. Anyway, all right. So a dental implant is very strong, giving you great chewing capacity so you can eat anything you want. No restrictions like with dentures or partials. Now that's important because people who lose their teeth and wind up wearing partial dentures, they have to adjust what they eat, and especially with dentures, because you can't eat those hard foods. The best denture, a set of dentures, is only 33% as effective in your chewing forces as natural teeth. So a great denture is still only a third as good as natural teeth. But with implants, they're actually as strong or stronger than natural teeth. I mean, you can just rip into things, which means you can go back to eating healthy foods like raw carrots and celery and biting into apples and corn on the cob and all of those things you may have had to go away from when you started losing teeth. Okay, and by the way, since you can't get a cavity in them, they can't hurt. There's no more toothaches. There are no more toothaches if every tooth is an implant. Now, I'm not saying that every tooth will be an implant, but there are some people that get that way where they have dentures now, and then they come to us and say, what can I do? And one of the options is to have every single tooth placed with its own individual implant, so you brush and you floss just like normal. So why would you floss an implant with a crown on it? Because you don't want peri-implantitis, if you want to make sure. All right, so that was number two, being strong. All right, choosing an implant oftentimes means we don't have to grind down perfectly good teeth on either side to place a bridge. So let's say you have all of your teeth but one, and your options used to be a fixed bridge, which means you grind down the good tooth in front and you grind down the good tooth in back, and we make what amounts to two crowns with a fake one in the middle, and we slide it over top. Well, with an implant, we don't have to touch those two teeth. We just place the implant in the missing tooth spot. We just drill a little hole. I know that sounds gross, but we do. We drill a little hole through the gum and down into the bone, a certain number of millimeters. It doesn't hurt. You're numb. People at my office can be sedated if you want, and you just don't even know what happened. It's really quick, less than an hour, and before you know it, you're out, and people are always surprised. So that's the best way to preserve the natural teeth on either side. All right, so keep that in mind. It can preserve the healthy teeth that you still have. And some people are born without an adult tooth. They still have their baby tooth, and they're 30 or 35. But at some point, those baby teeth give away, and they need to be extracted. So this is a perfect example of when we can place an implant and keep the rest of the teeth as virgin teeth. All right, so that was number three. Number four, the success rate of dental implants is greater than that of root canal therapy. Therefore, if a tooth is in need of a root canal to save, and there is any question about the long-term viability of that tooth, because of maybe how deep the decay was, or if its canals can be successfully sealed, sometimes teeth have these crooked roots, which makes it maybe tricky to get the root canal sealer all the way to the end. Sometimes teeth have five canals, they're only supposed to have three or four canals or six. Sometimes they're very, very crooked, and even with our best instruments and the microscopes and everything that we use, sometimes our instruments just won't get to all these little nooks and crannies. So then we wonder, what's the long-term prognosis of this tooth if we try to save it with a root canal? The other reason we might want to think about taking the tooth out rather than saving it is if the decay is so far down below the gum line that we also wonder about the viability, because if you put anything below the gum line, the gums react to it. They don't like it. They recede around it, and you get a little bit of a gum recession there. It's not the end of the world if it's just a little bit below the gum line. You just have less gum. But if it's too far below the gum line, your body will never adjust to it. It'll always be a source of inflammation. It'll always bleed. And maybe not the best reason to have saved that tooth, or rather a reason not to save it, would be this. Okay, so the success of dental implants being greater than that of root canal therapy is something to keep in mind. I've actually had several patients of mine, they love their implants so much that they said to me, the next time I need a root canal, I'm just going to have you extract it. I don't want to keep the tooth. Let's just do an implant. And there's something to be said for that, other than the cost. Obviously, saving your own tooth, and I say this on a regular basis, saving your own tooth is the cheapest thing to do. So if it's savable, that's what you would want to do. You know, there's nothing really better than the original equipment, right? What you were given by nature and God. But if the it turns out that the implant is best, then that's what we do. Okay, so let's see here. Oh, yeah, we're doing pretty good. So let me just go back and mention a little bit. Let me remind you, dental implants do not decay. They're titanium. They can't decay, but they can get gum disease around them. And then the next one was a dental implant is very strong, so now you're going to be able to chew much stronger than you ever could with your denture or partial. And rather than making you a bridge, if we place an implant, we can save the natural teeth on either side. And the success rate is just off the charts. I mean, didn't used to be that way. When I was in dental school, the early research was being done. They were doing research on baboons in conjunction with Battelle, and they weren't working. They just weren't working. They were being rejected. A lot of research had to go into the design, the material, the little ribs or threads, how big, how much space between them, are they angled or straight, all kinds of different coatings. And you know what? We now have the benefit of all of that early research, and it's so awesome that you would be crazy not to take advantage of it. Now, I've had people say, well, I hear that someday they're going to be, we're going to be able to regrow teeth using stem cells. And you know what? You're probably right. We probably will be. But we can't now. And so this is the state of the art, and this is what we have available. And by the way, it is a little bit more expensive than a bridge or partials, but it's the best thing. And keep in mind that if you're going to sit around and wait until the stem cell idea comes around and is doable, first of all, who knows how many years it's going to be? And secondly, it's probably going to be the most expensive thing on the menu at that point. Right? It is. You know, people say, I'll just wait until they can grow new ones. And then when we can grow new ones, they say, I can't afford that. They should have been taking care of their teeth all of those years. So, all right, looks like it's time for us to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And remember what we said, implants cannot decay, but they do get peri-implantitis. They do get gum disease around them. Okay, before we do, and you're going to be able to win a prize, so get your phones ready. You'll be winning, or the prize is 2 free handcrafted drinks from Crimson Cup Coffee. And so, but before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and as I said before, the winner is going to receive two free handcrafted drinks from Crimson Cup Coffee. The question is, which of the following statements about dental implants is true? A, it is possible to get gum disease around a dental implant, or B, it is possible to get decay around a dental implant, or on a dental implant, okay? So, which of the following statements is true about dental implants? A, it is possible to get gum disease around them, or B, it is possible for them to decay. All right, the winner's going to receive those 2 free handcrafted drinks from Crimson Cup Coffee. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have 2 locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We don't have a winner yet, so let me just restate the question. We'll leave the phone lines open, and you can feel free to call in and win. The question was, which of the following statements about dental implants is true? Is it A, it is possible to get gum disease around a dental implant, or is it B, it is possible to get decay on a dental implant? And just so you know, it's A. It's A. Anyway, yeah. The number is 614-459-9769. And so did you hear Richard Simmons said, if you're missing a tooth, I can put one in? How did he know what we were talking about today, huh? That's pretty cool. So we're bringing you, oh, by the way, this is episode number 457. We're bringing you the 10 reasons you should choose dental implants when given the choice by your dentist or me. Number 5, implants are the state-of-the-art technology. I guess I kind of touched on that accidentally earlier, but they are. This is the state-of-the-art right now. And so why would you want technology from, say, the 60s, which would be partial dentures, or the 80s, which would be bridge work, 80s and 90s? Why not have the state-of-the-art technology for 2016, you know? And beyond, by the way, until they come up with those stem cell things. But they haven't yet. All right. And so, okay, now the next one, number 6. Implants allow us to provide people with a non-removable option, even if you don't have any teeth in the area. All right. So see, bridges have to have a tooth in front and a tooth in back that to hold on to. So if you don't have that back tooth beforehand, you couldn't have a bridge, because you'd have to go to the partials, which are removable. All right, so that was number 6. All right, so it looks like we have a winner, maybe. Hi there, how are you?
Good morning.
What's your name?
Mark.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
I do.
What is it?
Periodontal disease.
Did you know that? Did you know that before I said it?
Well, from the first time you said it.
That's good to know, though, isn't it?
Right.
Just when you get an implant, it's not it won't stay there for a lifetime if you don't brush it or floss it, or infloss it. Mark, what do you do for a living?
I do anesthesia.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, what a smart person. These guys are really intelligent, you know that? I have a lot of respect for you.
Oh, thank you.
I really do. And they do a wonderful job. All right, well, hey, Mark, stay on the line. We'll get to the information from you so we can get the prize, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, no, I really do. I'm not just saying that. These guys are just super, super intelligent. And, boy, they take away our pain. We could not have the surgeries we have if it weren't for anesthesiologists. Okay, so now, number 7. Oh, let me just make sure we properly covered. Yeah, remember what I said about a non-removable option? So it used to be, until implants came along, if you lost the back teeth, you were stuck wearing removable partials. Didn't matter if you wanted them or not, and it didn't matter if we wanted to do something else for you or not. That was all we could do. Okay, number 7. Screw-retained implant crowns and bridges are designed to give us dentists the latitude to occasionally remove and replace them to monitor the health of tissues below, something that traditional crowns and bridges don't do. So, okay. We make you an implant crown. It has a little hole in it, and through that hole is the screw. So we put the screw in, and we tighten it to torque, which is 24 newton centimeters. And I'm just trying to sound smart in front of Mark, but I think he's still on the phone. But anyway, and then we put a little bit of tooth-colored filling in the hole, and that. So when you look in there, you can't even tell. It looks like a perfectly beautiful crown. But if I want to check on the health of those tissues, I can take that little filling plug out, unscrew it, lift it out. Look, make sure it's all nice and clean, make sure the gums are healthy, happy, and then screw it back in. So it gives us like a back door, if you will, where we're not completely locked in. And that's the other thing about a bridge, which I didn't mention, a fixed bridge, is if I have to make you a bridge that goes from, say, your top right molar to your first bicuspid over to your front tooth, you're missing all the others. So now we have like a 7-8 unit bridge with about 3 teeth holding it in. Well, if one of those teeth gets a cavity, the whole bridge has to come off. And then the next time you have a new bridge, the next one is also a brand new bridge, and now one of the other teeth gets a cavity, the whole bridge has to come off again. Not so with an implant, all right? So remember, it's best not to tie these teeth together, because you tie their problems together too, the problems that they might have. All right, now let's see. Number 8, dental implants can be used to stabilize an existing denture. That's right, so if you're like, If you like your dentures, but no one can seem to make them fit well enough for you, me or another dentist can place 4 small diameter implants with corresponding snaps that are placed inside your existing denture, so that your denture will now snap in. A denture that used to always be loose will now take 2 hands and a lot of pulling to get it out of your mouth. Okay, so we can take existing technology and improve it by using these implants. And it's done after the fact. So remember what I said, you don't have to get a whole new denture. You just have to have me alter it. So what we do is we place the four implants. It's done the same day, by the way, because they're small diameter. We don't have to wait for them to osteointegrate. We don't have to wait for the bone to grow up to them because they're essentially, I hate to say it, but people always tease me anyway, and they say, you're just putting a wood screw in my mouth, right? Just it's like, well, no, but it kind of. All right, so they're still titanium. They still have the hydroxyapatite coating on them, but you can use them right away. So they're little tiny things. They have like a little ball bearing on top. And if you're watching the UstreamTV.com version, or if you later go to the ReasonsWeSmile.com website, you'll be able to watch this. You'll see some photographs that'll scroll through of these various different implant versions. And one of them is a person holding their lip down and showing the four little pegs that are sticking up. Okay? So, yeah, we can take your current technology and improve upon it with implants. And it's not even really all that expensive. It's not that invasive. And it probably takes about an hour and a half or two. And you leave there with your denture snapped in, both of them actually, to where you can barely get them out. And that's a really good problem to have, wouldn't you say? Okay, so let's see. I guess we're probably up against the break. We have a couple more to get to. So when we come back from the break, we're going to tell you the 9th and 10th reasons you should choose implants. And if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 457. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you for sharing part of it with me. And we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. We are bringing you 10 reasons you should choose dental implants if you're having that discussion with your dentist or even your spouse and somebody has suggested a dental implant. And by the way, don't let the folks just say, oh, that's going to hurt because they're drilling a hole in my gum or they're drilling a hole in my jaw. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It's just, it's amazing. And once it's in, there are no nerves attached to it, so you can't feel cold, you can't feel hot, you can never get pain from these things. If you have pain from an implant, there's something that it maybe isn't taking or something like that. And not all of them take, by the way. Sometimes, in fact, I think just about everybody that places implants has this guarantee, which is if for some reason your body rejects it within the first year, we'll do another one at no charge, okay? So keep that in mind. We try to make it as risk-free as possible. And I've done some on my own staff, and so when people are considering an implant, I'll usually have them come in and say, can you pull your lip back and show, you know, Tina, your implant and your crown and tell her about it? So it's really, really cool stuff. All right, now, so we talked about how they can be used to make an existing denture better. Well, number 9 is they can be used to salvage a removable partial denture. Now, I said salvage for a reason, because here's an example. I had a patient who was a long-term partial denture wearer, and he was happy with the appliance. He did not want bridges. Definitely, you know, he wasn't looking for anything more than what he had. The problem is one of the teeth that was holding his partial in became rotten and so badly decayed it couldn't be saved. Our only option then would have been to make him a whole new partial. The problem is that was his only tooth on that top left side of his head. So we couldn't do a partial that would be that big. So now he would have to convert to a denture. He didn't want to do that. So here's what I did. I took the tooth out that was rotten, and the same day, I placed an implant right up in the little hole, the socket there, packed some bone around it, and we're letting that heal. We let that heal, and then after it healed, we put a crown our lab can build a crown underneath the existing partial. So what we do is we get our impression for the implant crown with the partial denture in place, and it kind of is right over top, you know, that the hole. And so then what we get is a crown that when we put it in, fits right inside the existing partial, and you didn't have to buy a new partial denture. All you had to do was pay for the implant and the implant crown. Pretty cool, huh? All right. And then the last one, if you have dental implants instead of partials or dentures, then none of your dental work is removable. And that means when you go to the hospital and they ask you if you have anything in your mouth that has to come that comes out, you can proudly say and correctly say, no, I don't. Let's face it. They've already taken away your clothes in the hospital, right? Now they want to take away your teeth, too, and your ability to smile. So, you know, you'll never be toothless. No one will ever have to see you with that sunken face, your kids, your wife, your husband, the nurse, the doctor. No one's ever going to have to see you with that sunken look. Let's face it, it's never attractive. We know that dentures do a great job, and a lot of people are very secretive that they have dentures for good reason, because they don't want people to know they have them. They don't want to be seen without them. And dental implants will prevent that from ever, ever happening. And I think that is a pretty cool thing also. So, you know, what are the considerations? And I guess I shouldn't skip the cost, because let me tell you about the cost without quoting exact prices, because I won't know what your dentist might charge. But I can tell you that if you have one missing tooth and you're considering a three-tooth bridge, And if you do an implant, and let's say the teeth on either side are virgin teeth, there's nothing wrong with them, so they don't need a filling, they don't need a crown, they don't need anything. If you have that implant placed in the hole, the missing spot, it'll only cost you $200 or $300 more than if you have a bridge. So definitely it's better to have the implant. Now, the cost of an implant, see, because we place the implant one day, and on lower teeth, by the way, we have lower arch, we have to wait 3 months for the bone to grow up to it before we can put the crown on. But on the upper arch, we have to wait 6 months because it takes that much longer for bone to grow around an upper implant. The bone is a lot thinner up there, and you just can't take a chance of putting pressure on it any sooner than 6 months. Okay, so I got off on a tangent a little bit, but I do want you to know that. So there is some time that it takes. And if you already have a partial, no problem, you just keep wearing it. If you already have a denture, no problem, you just keep wearing your denture, because it's going to be right in there underneath all of these implants. So that part is really neat as well. You never have to go toothless because you've decided to have implants. And even if I have to take all of your teeth out, we'll make you a temporary denture, which is going to cover all the implants I'll also be placing, either that day or after your bone has healed a little bit. Okay, so we're talking about cost. If you have one tooth missing and the teeth on either side are going to need crowns anyway, well, that's when it's going to seem like it's more expensive to have the implant. So if you're only talking money, that might be a case for having a bridge. But remember what I said earlier, it's still not as good as having an implant placed there, because once you hook two teeth together in a bridge, now they're always tied together. One gets a cavity, the whole bridge is gone. The other one gets a cavity, the new bridge is gone. All right? If you are having, let's say you're missing all of your teeth, we have this thing we call all on four. So there are a couple ways of doing implant-supported prosthesis that can save you money. So rather than having, you know, 28 implants placed with 28 crowns on them, you know, that would be 14 upper teeth and 14 lower teeth, we can do what's called all on four, where what we do is we place just four implants strategically placed in each arch, so that would be four upper, four lower, and then we make you this device that is a titanium bar with zirconium porcelain glued over top that looks like a perfect smile, but it's held in by these four implants. So there's four screws that go through this framework that's hidden in the back. Nobody sees it. It does not come out at night. The only way you can ever get it out is if we take it out and we have to undo the screws. So again, it can be removed if we want to check for how healthy the tissues are underneath, but otherwise it stays in. All right? So just keep that in mind. And the cost, I mean, I'll tell you what, the cost of a beautiful smile and being able to eat anything you want, it's probably priceless. You know, we spend a lot of money on some stupid things, and we should spend some on our smile. All right, looks like that is all the time I have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko, and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.